Welcome to the show. It's Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And of course, Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Time check, it's 18 minutes gone past 10. We officially welcome you to the show. Good evening, Daddy Freeze. How are you?
I'm very fine. Good evening. How are you all doing?
Okay.
Awesome, awesome stuff. A really beautiful day. And we've got quite a few topics that I want us to start with, especially the one that is really on everybody's lips, especially my dear brothers and sisters from the East. Here is IPOB threatening a 1 month lockdown. If the Southeast, in the Southeast, if the federal government fails to bring Nnamdi Kanu to court, let's discuss this. The indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, has threatened to impose a 1 month lockdown in Southeast if the federal government fails to bring its leader Nnamdi Kanu to court on the 21st of October. What are your thoughts? Share your thoughts with us right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Daddy Freeze, and with me is Ada Blessing.
That's why the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Let's get your take. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Ada. Good evening, Daddy Prince. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yes, you have Ada on the line.
Okay.
Yes.
Good evening, dear brother.
Good evening, my brother. They are threatening federal government to lock down for 1 month because of Nnamdi Kanu, right?
Yeah.
I think let them leave the law to take in course. You know, they can't be threatening the federal government to bring the man to the court. The federal government for everybody, they are not belong to one person and they are not belong to a particular region or tribe, you know. So that threat will not hold water and it's not going to happen. That's what I want to say.
Okay.
Yes, let's embrace peace. One peace in this country. We are tired.
All right, then.
It's enough.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Adama.
Hi, comrade.
May God bless you, great Daddy Freeze, for this night topic. Ada, somebody is holding a human being like him and you put allegation on his head. You don't want to carry him come to court. You don't touch him. And his people are saying that if you don't bring him to judge him, for them to know what he did, that they're going to lock down. And the people that say that they're going to lock down, they're not begging government for food. They say they want to sit at home to protest the detention of their Oga. So is there any problem there? They're not begging anybody food now.
Okay.
Me, myself, I was on lockdown on Monday. And I'm still going to be on lockdown next Monday until the day when they go carry him to court.
But not for a month. Comrade Ikechukwu, are you going to be at home for a month?
No. I say I will be sitting at home every Monday because I've been at home for 3 weeks now. I will sit at home next Monday. So I was even trying to see whether they can sit at home for 2 months. Whereby Emeka Ofor, Innocent, Ekene Jirutuku, Young Shagro, all of them have decided to keep quiet. By the time when they sit down for 1 month, all of them they go Yahweh. Thank you very much.
Oh wow. Okay, comrade. Thanks for calling. So you're basically in support of the move for people to sit at home for a month. Wow. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
This is Patrick. I'm calling from Urile Mo in Ogun State.
Okay, Patrick.
Yeah. You see, the first commentator, I don't think that is a normal human being.
No, you don't have to say
this
that.
This guy who is to be his brother.
You don't have to say that. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry for that. If Kanu is to be his brother, or from the northern region, will he say that they should keep him indefinitely? I doubt if some people will reason, although they are from the same place, so he must support his brother, keeping a Kanu indefinitely. I'm not from the east, neither am I from the west or north. But there is law. If he has committed any crime, take him to court and let everybody hear what he has done. You can't just keep him like a goat. Even if you have a goat, a new goat, by the time you tie the goat for 1 week, 2, 3, you release it to move. That is a goat, not a human being. In any man for that matter, it's time for Nigeria to stop using illiterate as governors or president, whatever they call them. Good night.
Wow. Okay, thanks for calling. Good night. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Life and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And I go by the name Adele Blessing. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Good evening, Ada.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Okay, Uche calling from South.
Okay.
All right,
welcome.
Uche, go ahead with your contribution.
Okay, and the truth is this. The federal government of Nigeria, particularly the AP, they like to give attention to what is not necessary. You went to, somebody was brought in from Kenya, and because of his health condition, that was why he went to Kenya. Now you are keeping him indefinitely in your custody. I am not being apologetic. I'm not in support of what the IPOB is saying. I'm not in support. But what? Why are you keeping him in custody without trial? Does it make sense? How does it portray Nigeria, considering the nature of this case? We have our own problem in this country. I don't want to even...
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, it's just really unfortunate. This case, in the normal society, ought to have... In fact, the court, the whole situation, the process would have gone fast, so the world will see. But unfortunately... The country where we live in, nobody even thinks of the implication of this to even people who are not even supporting. What will be the economic situation?
Okay.
And we are just coming out of a recession. It's unfortunate, honestly. I really think they should just... In fact, the law
are
is
we
not,
out
the,
of
the
recession?
Court, the judiciary is even the problem.
That's another question for another day. Are we out of recession?
We are not.
For your call
and
your
you are trying to allow other people to allow this situation to cripple the economy the more. That's the problem. Judiciary in Nigeria.
Oh dear, sorry about that, but thank you very much for the call. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 26 minutes gone past 10. Life and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. We'll be right back to be taking your calls and, of course, your WhatsApp messages. Give the dial up into 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 28 minutes gone past 10. It is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Adele Blessing. Tonight we're talking about IPOP. So there is this news that reads there will be 1 month lockdown in the southeast if the federal government fails to bring Kanu to court. And that came from IPOP. So we want to get your take. What do you think about this story? Are you in support or against that? The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Okay. Ada?
Yes.
My name is Tony.
Okay.
From Arikotu. What the federal government is looking for, they will see it this time. Bye.
Oh, wow. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Adam.
Yes, good evening.
Miss Ingrid Hendra, I'm calling from Ekurudu.
Okay.
I beg them because there is some people that they are going out on daily basis to feed themselves. If they are going to do so, they are going to endanger many people that they are going out to sell and come and feed their family. So they should not look on federal government. Those old people are in government will not suffer it. Because as they don't hear this, now they will buy their food stuff, they quit their house. Those who are going out to ride Okada and bring food to their family, they are going to want to suffer it. So please, you and the free to help us pass to them that you should not do it. Because it's going to affect the poor masses. Those are in Abuja, they are there, they will be laughing. They even lockdown, they will fly abroad. So where the Okada rider, where will be? People that ride ticket and pep, where they will go? Please help us beg them or talk to them that there's no federal government will suffer it, or it's their own people who suffer it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Yes,
good evening.
Good evening.
It is Charlie Fritz. Just walk by 29.
Welcome, Jesse.
See, the federal government are looking for problem, trouble, and I see it loading very soon. It seems as if at this rate, they don't even respect anybody. I don't know why they cannot produce the guy in court. Whatever the people want to do, they should go ahead and do it. But the thing is, it should not affect other parts of the country. So if it is in their state, they should continue sitting down at home. They should not bring it to all other states.
Hello?
Hi, Ada.
Hi.
Good evening. How is your day? Adigoke from Lekki.
Adigoke, welcome.
Yeah. Oh, just look where it be like see me and you, they follow each other. Each time I call, he calls. Each time he calls, I call.
Mm-hmm.
I call. I just noticed that. Well, it's all good. Maybe because we are the same Man United fan.
let's not do that here.
Yeah. All right. For Kano's issue, the lockdown threat, I think the government are the one inviting this trouble coming, because the government has not acted like the leaders they're supposed to be. How can you put somebody in jail without trial for that long? Check out El Zakzaki's case. He was in jail for how many years? Good, until justice was meted out. But justice delayed is justice denied. So whatever is happening or that will happen in the Northeast will be put on the head of the government. The blood that has been shed, the innocent ones that have died, is on the leadership, it's on the government, because they are not acting like leaders at all. Buhari went to Imo State, rather than him calling the people to make peace, he just went there to go and commission another thing, you know, rather than address the issue. You don't cut a tree from the branches, you uproot it from the roots. So the government has been insensitive. So anything that happens there, I think it may be justified because the government is at fault. I don't know why the government is refusing to handle things the way they're supposed to handle. Look at the doctors now. They've been on strike since 30-something days, a month plus. And you don't see any reason to call them and address them and even give them money. They're talking of releasing money for ranches that you're not supposed to release money for. Doctors are there, not paid. It's for cows that you want to release money. So the government is not really doing what they are supposed to be doing, and they are the cause of all these things happening. So the blood that are shed, already shed, are crying on the head of the government. Any blood again that will be shed, same thing on this government.
Okay.
Good evening.
All right, thank you. Good evening. Hello? Hello.
Hello, Ada. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from the Jopro area.
Okay.
See, this is a country that is not really home. The way we are formed is not equal. We can see a particular region dominating the National Assembly. Nigeria has 36 states, and each state gives three senators and the North have 19 states out of that 36. Plus the SCT, that is 20. So they have more than 50% of the National Assembly. And you know that whoever controls the National Assembly controls the country. So many bills which are supposed to favor this country have been turned down just because it does not favor them. Electronic voting, we cannot enact it just because the few does not favor them. So there is no equality. Other regions are being treated as if we are being colonized in our own country. So until these things are resolved, although the colonial master made a mistake by forming an assembly by territory, not by tribe. But we need to reform our constitution, make a new constitution if there will be a solution in this country. Now, it's not that the governors or the rep of these areas are happy with what is happening, but because their voices are being drowned in the National Assembly, they can't do anything. So we'll continue to groan under these people until we either split this country into two or we come together to create a constitution that will represent all of us and bring equality among the regions in the country. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Ada, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, Chinoye.
Chinoye, you're welcome.
What I want to say to that is not about the same, they should take him to court. Why would they just lock him up like that? It's not fair now. They take it to court. If they don't take it to court, the strike should hold. Should you understand me?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because sometimes, somebody now called now, they come to the person, come to the person, say, what will the masses do? You hear me?
We can hear you.
What is the mouth of the masses going to do? What did the masses want to do before? For instance, no shot. We're short for instance now. For COVID-19, no shot. Now, just one move. Now, one can do Allah. I mean, I know this, understand. This one doesn't give me like surprise. I don't know how person look at the no kind and go court. No make sense. I wish you see. You feel me too.
Okay, Chinoye. Hello? Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name? Give us a call back if you can. Hello? Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Good News, calling from Lagos.
Okay, turn off your radio, sir.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay, see, concerning this Biafra of it, see, Nigeria entirely, government cannot control this country. We all know, even then government, you have already failed already, and they know they cannot control this country. What now? What we want is just freedom. What now they want? Me is going to court. I don't even see any reason there to have court. It's just freedom. Let's just go and take care of ourselves. After all, you cannot just, as in, you cannot care for the country again. You cannot just, the country itself, it just tire everybody. Let's just free the man. Simple, you just free the man. I don't even see any reason why you just keep the man as if he's keeping snail under his roof or whatever.
So they should
whatever.
Just let him go?
Fine, yes, now. You should just free him. We need freedom. Biafra need freedom. You should just, your world entirely are tired of Nigeria. So let's just give us our freedom. We'll be on our own. Simple.
Okay.
By the way, we went to another country to kidnap the man, and it just be as if we don't know what we are doing. It's just quiet. It's getting out of hand now. We suffer a lot for this country because they are just deceiving us, say, one Nigeria. One Nigeria for how many years? There's no change. Let them release that man, oh, please.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello? Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Austin.
Okay, Austin. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, the greatest problem of our young people is inability to assimilate situation and listen and get the right information.
Okay.
You know, I believe that most people talking are you know, some uninformed Igbo people. I'm an Igbo guy as well.
Okay.
And I know quite well that the best thing for us as it is, considering the position of the Nigerian constitution, is one Nigeria for now. If you want to fight for a cause, you start from somewhere. You and I know that there is what is called federal allocation to all the states every month and all the local governments. Do you know, in Nigeria as it is today, it's within the southeast that, or if you call the six geopolitical zones, at least one state in each of the six geopolitical zones aside the southeast is practicing this so-called autonomy of the local government. What is in the southeast, that there's no state at all that is practicing it. That means the governors are like emperors. Now, they manage the local government fund, they manage the state fund, and they don't have anything to show for it. I think the honorable thing for we, the southeasterners, the Igbos, the so-called Biafrans, supposed to do is to first of all question our governors and local government administrators what they are doing with our money. If you can get that right and stabilize the southeast, you can now go ahead to say, okay, we have a position in Nigeria. But the best thing to do for now, hello?
We can hear you.
The best thing to do for now in Nigeria, me as a Igbo man, is ask my governor, what are you doing with this simple allocation coming to us every month? Can we come together as the five southeastern governors, develop, have a kind of regional integration to develop the southeast? If we can develop the southeast with the little thing that comes to us, we'll become the envy of the nation. And people will come to us by force. But all this agitation, if you look at it now, the so-called IPOB, ECN, sit at home, has been hijacked, according to them, I don't know. Now, before we can go to the southeast, now every Monday you are crippling this, you are crippling the economy of the southeast, and you are killing the so-called southeast people you are trying to protect. How can you? What can you call that? You want to give me freedom, and you don't want me to have my independent freedom of speech and association. I don't have my fundamental human right within the religion. You want to make me, you want to protect me, you want to save me, you want me to have freedom. But you are fighting for freedom, but I don't have freedom under you. Who am I? Why should I support you? That is the issue. So please, my simple advice is very simple. We, the South, is a Igbos. I'm an Igbo man. My Igbo name is Mezuriki. Let's go down to the southeast. Where is the governor? The little one that come to us. How do we manage it? All these things are saying, give freedom, give freedom, give freedom. You and I, your Igbos, you know quite well that once this thing is given, we can't even have peace. Can we stabilize the economy of the southeast with the little thing we have? We are very enterprising people. The only thing Igbos want to succeed and become the best is just conducive environment to thrive, even if you don't give them money.
Okay, thank you very much. Please, let's stick to time. You are located a minute, max 30 seconds, a minute and 30 seconds. Hello, Ada. IPOP will only succeed in making the East a wasteland. Let people continue to play to the gallery by that sleep supporting IPOP against a legitimate government. If we choose democracy, we need to be civilized enough to play by the rule. Nnamdi Kanu jumped bail, and he, by law, is a criminal. I'm yet to hear anyone complain that Bin Laden was assassinated by the US in Pakistan. Kanu is in custody. The government should not be coerced into releasing a criminal. Otherwise, all robbers in jail, too, need to be freed without trial. Not poor. I am Kenny. On Kanu's issue, the Easterners are still their self-enemy. If they wanted freedom, let all your senators and federal representatives pass the motion on both houses. On the zoning issue, I so much love the Northerners. They are the best in politics. I bet you, if they not bring out unknown party, all Northerners will vote for that party. I feel ashamed when some adults are still following both APC and PDP. A Northerner will emerge from both APC and PDP so as to disqualify the Southern politicians. My Southerners politicians should know that a Northerner values his region over party, but in the South, we value party over region. On open grazing, all Fulani headsmen are... Nah, you can't say this. Okay, all Fulani headsmen are... Alright, censored. If not, they should have flushed out the bad eggs among themselves. Hypocritical set of people. We got your text, but please, when you're sending a message, don't generalize everything you feel or you think is right. Yes, you're entitled to your opinion, but you can't use this platform to incite violence. Nnamdi Kanu never jumped bail. Be guarded. Kanu's home was attacked by the government. Mazi. Okay. Instead of treating the fundamental issues affecting this country, the killings, the banditry that keeps escalating on daily basis, rather, they are holding a one Nnamdi Kanu that's adjacent for secession hostage. That's what you get from a clueless set of people that heads the affairs of a nation. It's quite unfortunate that people are having confrontation with the government this way. As long as I don't support keeping Kanu's perpetually in DSS custody, we need peace and roundtable talk to restructure the country. All right, thanks for that text. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Happiness. Welcome.
Yeah, I is my daddy.
He's good.
Greetings to him.
He can hear you. Go ahead, Happiness.
All right. Ada,
yeah.
What we need in this country is togetherness to fight these people. They are not good news at all. They are not good news at all. It's not about the Igbos. It's about Nigerians. All of us, we need to come together and fight these people. That's the way we can get results. We don't need division. What they want is to divide us so that we'll not be able to know what to do. Let's stand together and fight together. Good night, darling.
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling. Hello, Ada. You see it as a matter of time before a show of might between the federal government and IPOB. Federal government is playing hide-and-seek game with issue of national importance, Oladele Mike. Okay. Okay, Ifanyi from Dallas, Texas. Text well received, but hey, I'm not going to take this. Like I said, let's be guarded. Let's be mindful of what we're sending in. It shows how irresponsible and irrelevant our three tiers of government has degenerated. I doubt if rule of law still exists in UAR or Nigeria, but the sponsors of PH who happen to be part of their government are yet to be arraigned. Tried, nor arrested, but an activist can be maltreated. Not destroying the country. Hola. Good evening, Daddy Freeze and Ada. The detention of Nnamdi Kanu will cause serious issues for Nigeria. The federal government should do the needful and help people that have businesses to be able to feed their families. Bringing him to court is not too much to ask. Biodun from Shomolu. Okay, Biodun, let's take more calls. 0700-993-993-993. Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm like I got through.
What's your name?
Ada?
Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Johnson.
Okay.
Calling from Aja. Concerning the Nnamdi Kanu issue, I think if our governments are sensitive, they should try this guy. And if he's found guilty, go for it. But you can't be playing hide and seek with him, and you want people to keep quiet I mean, there's a way you push. How do I put this phrase? There's a way you put a goat to the wall. When it gets to the edge of the wall, you turn back and fight. So it's like a ticking time bomb. If the government is, I know our governments are not sensitive, and if they don't handle this thing with care, it will lead to something bigger than what we think. And at the end of the day, it's the poor masses that will suffer it. They don't have clue whatsoever. I mean, we just have the wrong set of governments in power. You have the Minister of Health that doesn't know what he's doing. The Minister of Labour, they are all just clueless as well. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Hello? Yes.
Yeah, good evening. Long time. I think we're on the line.
I see, great. It's been a while. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to remind all my listeners.
Okay.
That this case, Nnamdi Kanu is handling, Uwazirike first handled it, he did not succeed. That was during Obasanjo. Obasanjo received him as Aso Rock with his entourage. He said, okay, you want a country. Go and make alliance with as many states that you want to form the country with. He went to Delta. He went to Edo, he went to Benue, he went to River, Cross River, all those ones refused. Only the five states, Imo and Bonya, and Enugu, the five states that agree with him. So, now, can you use five states to form a country? Is it under the law of the whole AU? And then, if then you want to form a country, first of all, make alliance, formidable one, with the states you want to make a country with. And not even all of them, like the Enugu, and they are not in tune with Kano. They're killing people. You need to kill your people before you come and rule them. Is it the tree you want to rule? Must that be killing when you want your own country? Even the time Nigeria got her independence, was it true killing? People say they are educated. The kind of education Kanu received, I don't think it's of this earthly one. He look like a occultic man.
No, you can't say that. Please, you have to have your facts before you make some assertion.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful, guys. This is not an opportunity for you to mudsling. You might disagree with whatever side your argument is working against. You don't need to run them down. This is my belief. This is what I think. You are entitled to your opinion. It's an entitlement you've received from God as a gift. However, there is how far you can take your opinion to before it starts offending other people.
True that. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. The IPOP leader, Nnamdi Kanu, has done something unreasonable by instigating his members to destroy government properties when he was in exile. However, the federal government has done the worst thing by not producing him in court for legal hearing, ITK from Lekki. Kanu's struggle is a big and empty agitation. Okay. Kanu is selfish and have nothing to offer the East. Let him remain in jail. Wow. Some people are calling, naming themselves Igbo men. Well, even Imo State Governor is an Igbo man, but we know the real Igbos. There is need much talk. Only time will teach us sense. Okay, I guess you're trying to say there is no need for much talk. But time will teach us sense, or better, Joseph from Shasha. All right, thank you very much for that one. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Joseph, oh, wow, Joseph.
Past
anyway.
10. Okay, Daddy Fritz, you wanted to say something, or do we pay some bills and then when we get back, we'll hear from you?
Well, let's pay some bills. What I wanted to say real quick was, Joseph, now wow.
I get it.
Joseph DeFix, but it's all well and good. Let's continue. Right. When we come back after this very short break, stick around.
Right.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 56 minutes gone past 10. It is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. I go by the name Ada Blessing. And to that, we're talking about IPOP. So IPOP sent a message to federal government. They're asking the federal government to produce Nnamdi Kanu in court on 21st. Okay, they asked for that. That he be produced in court on the 21st of October, else there'll be a month lockdown. And we want to get your honest take on this. The studio line once again is 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, Ada.
We can hear you. Good evening.
My name is Boniface.
Okay, Boniface.
Yeah, Ada, you say something. We've been together as a nation for over 100 years now. And we'll be fighting one battle, unity. All to date, we have fighting that battle. If we cannot stay together as a nation, I think it's best we go our own way. Because we cannot keep fighting this battle of unity. Since we cannot unite as one body, it's better we go our own separate way. Me, as much as I hate saying it, as much as I hate saying that, because, but we cannot help it. Let the North go, the South go, don't go our separate way. That's my opinion. We can't continue to stay in this country called Nigeria.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello?
Adama.
Hi, comrade. Welcome back.
Yes, Adama, Suriname and Guyana, they are only like 24 local governments that form a country. And what is prompting this issue of IPOP is because of the lack of reintegration, reconstruction, and rehabilitation they promised of 1970. Concerning my friend, my brother, my best wife, I love like a woman, Joseph Lekwaya, say if they do, I make they do, and for that is the time when you back that and help Sunday, they do not affect it. So, what we are doing in the city is not going to affect everybody. So, what I want to say now is that if they're not producing and they carry to the 1st of October, we are going to sit down for 2 months because we sat down 6 months in Southeast during lockdown. We did not die. So, we are not complaining. Are you getting me?
Okay, you're here in Lagos saying you're not complaining. What about people over there? Are you sure they're not complaining?
Tell you, say, people over there, I told you, say, I call village on Monday. I call village today. This holiday, they switch them.
Oh,
they
wow.
Say they switch them now. Until they produce their leader now. And our representative and our senators and our governors that are aiming for senatorial appointment and ministerial appointment in the next coming election. Is it people that you want to sit down with the IPOP? You didn't say the year news. When Nana called into committee for Enugu, what did they do? Because they are paying for their own selfish interests. Are you there?
We can hear you.
So what I want to tell you is say, our elites are not helping us. They are not helping, but they are looking for appointments. Let me call it this way. All our Igbo people that are prominent, that have money, they are looking for some business connection and all the rest. Are they fighting for Nigeria youth? This is the time for us to take our destiny in our hand. Every day, second Niger Bridge, since the promise of second Niger, since 1940. 1940, May 25, they bomb my papa. They have been telling me second Niger Bridge. In short, maybe they go blow the one with the. Maybe they go blow the one with the. After all, I will get to 25 products where they pass for second Niger Bridge. Thank you very much.
Wow, comrade. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yes, Naya calling back.
Okay, Naya.
Yes. Somebody called now, come they tell say we should gather. We should gather and fight those people back. You and who won't gather fight those people back. See, we are not gathering to fight anything. Let them release that man. Let us do it. Why I'm saying this, am I coming?
We can hear you.
Why I'm saying is that when they did NSAS, we came out, what happened? What happened? Maybe they killed almost everybody. Like my boyfriend, Koboko man. I didn't hear Koboko man, my boyfriend. Maybe. What I'm trying to say is that what Koboko man said is true. It's not going to affect everybody. The people that is going to affect, they know they are safe. You understand?
Okay, Nanya. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. This is Okoye calling back.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Please.
I want to say something.
Okay.
Someone called in, and I think if people are coming on there to say nonsense or to say things that are not true, I think if you can't confirm it, you cut them off. Someone called in to say during Obasanjo's time, this one, that one. Have you ever heard of it before? Please, have you heard of that before? Like, during Obasanjo's time, Nnamdi Kanu wanted, told him to go to different...
Hello, Jesu? Oh, okay. Jesu, please, can you call us back? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening. What's your name?
Adam. My name is Sam.
Okay, Sam.
I'm calling from Lagos Island.
Welcome.
Yeah, nice fridge.
He's fine.
Yeah. You're talking about the Igbo, or you're talking about Nnamdi Kanu, because I started...
IPOP Nnamdi Kanu.
Okay. IPOP Nnamdi Kanu. The thing is that what most people don't really understand is that regardless of you having a leader, either good or bad, and it's agitating for you, the people itself, you understand?
Mm.
The people itself need collective effort to make it happen. Just like their former leader, the late Odumegwu, what was it called? You understand? The way he went about it, he really tried. Fine. Then at the end of the day, the governments reconciled and they reconciled together. They became one. So, that aside, if... this guy is a fugitive because he ran away and he was caught, he brought back to the country. Even though he was brought back illegally, you understand? But he needs to have his day in court. And the Nigerian government itself has been complacent, and the way they are handling the matter, they are cruel towards him. This is a democratic setting. Do it the way it is meant to be done. And Nnamdi Kanu is a voice that it doesn't cover all the Eastern peoples. All the people in the East. It doesn't cover all of them because some people agree with him, and some people don't agree with him. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
And you don't have to oppress the hip hop or whatever they call themselves. You don't have to oppress the people by telling them to stay at home. And you know, this is the era of fake news and good news. And I've read a lot of things that the hip hop themselves, they never said there was a lockdown. There was a lockdown for a particular day. And aside, you know, this is an opportunity for miscreant to use it and penetrate. You understand? Just like how during NSAS, I was watching where prisoners were being let go. And the government, the clueless government of us in this country, were now saying it's the innocent protesters that released prisoners. How did that occur? You understand? The people themselves need to come out and protest and march. Because you can't expect one person to speak for you. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Kenny from Ebeda, Nigeria is the only country that leaders do not obey court order. Where on earth have you seen someone detained, then on court appointment day, they refuse to bring him to court? Let the government bring him to next court day if they have any case against him. I fully support the 1 month sit-at-home order by IPOP. Should the government fail to produce him in court? Okay. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. This 1 month lockdown... Okay. This 1 month lockdown succeed, it will not only affect the state in question, it will affect those that are going to travel. Now, only God will help us for this weak country at Slendo.
Of course, it's going to affect the nation as a whole. You understand. But at the same time, in as much as it's going to affect the nation, we also cannot undermine the grievances of other people. It's funny, but we've got to take care.
Right. The federal government doesn't have a ground to level charges against Kanu legally. The no self-determination is backed by the law. That's why they are playing around. For how long would they do this irresponsible and shenanigans of a game before it explodes beyond control? Adabo, what's causing the delay of trial of the said Nnamdi Kanu, for God's sake? We need peace in this country. Too many problems here. It's more than enough. If the center cannot hold, it should be unbounded. The constitution was written by men, not angels. So it's not expected to be a perfect document. Men have the liberty to amend it as time goes on for changes to happen. David. Okay, David. Hello?
I'm even worried, Ada. Okay.
Okay.
I'm go even ahead. Worried. I hope there's nothing wrong with Nnamdi Kanu. You know, that's another conversation.
That's another thing, yeah.
I hope there's... Anyway, like I said, we believe that he's fine and he's well. The conversation continues. Ada Obi, you were saying something when I interrupted.
No, I wanted to take a call.
All right, so let's take the call.
All right then, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I think we're calling back.
Okay, please, can you speak up?
Just for your prayer, they call him.
Can you speak up?
Okay, I'm saying that it looks as if Jesu Okpeye didn't know about the history of the movement of the Eastern Region, the independence. It started with Uwazirike. That's what I said. Yeah, the Nnamdi Kanu is not the first person to establish that. It started with Uwazirike, with a lot of publication. Then he, our daddy called him, that is Obasanjo, called him and said, okay, go and take the statistics.
When does this happen?
What state you want to cut away from. He could not come back again because many states he traveled to refuse him. That I was there. All these things were now in the radio. Does it mean that just walk by here, they don't listen to radio?
No, only no, one no, particular no, don't, radio. Don't say that. As Asibe. Okay? Hello? Sorry about that. Call us back, please. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
What I want to say is the country, here we are.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Joseph Paul Limbach.
Okay.
In 1953, Oliver Littleton, the Minister of Polony, stood up in London Parliament and said that the three regions in Nigeria cannot work together under the Mapasin Constitution of 1951. And that was why they created the Oliver Littleton Constitution of 1954 that gave every region self-rule. That gave the restructuring we are fighting for again now. So they gave us that constitution that gave each region self-rule that make Obafemi Awolowo to be the premier of the West. And then other regions have their own premier. And that was bringing the development and the relative stability in every state, in every region as I then. But entering into independence in 1960, just 6 years after, it was destroyed because maybe some regions feel a system did not favor them. The military came in and then put all of us under the former constitution that our colonial masters say in their wisdom that it's not working because we are always fighting. We never agree. So we are back into that constitution and that is why we are having all this back and forth. We need to go back to the federal constitution and practice true federalism. So the nation, we all need to come together and then create a constitution that will work for us. Not just because some people feel they have the population more than the whole nation and they continue to treat us as if we are second-class citizens. We saw the other day where Fulanis were killing people in Jos, and for 2 weeks it was not in the news. On the day those people gathered themselves together and killed some 25 Fulani people, then the whole police and soldiers put up. They've always been throwing it in our face that they own the country. They must come down
and let us sit together. Or else all this thing will continue to go on and there will be no end to it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Ada, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Ada, this is Big Mike from Okota.
Okay.
Ada, please, you see, I don't know whether you have noticed, some people call the radio because they are having a hard time not hearing their own voice from another sound system.
No, Big Mike, you can't say that.
I'm just trying to, because it has to be so. Oh, you call, say something, and say something insulting about the subject, and say that somebody is a demonic, and you still call back again, and you're allowing the person to talk. Eh? Religious, I don't want to say it's a religious bigot because it will be insulting, but please, even countries that are formed anew, they are formed based on the basis that it is the majority that want it to happen. IPOB or Biafra or whatever is happening there is being supported by the majority. Today for the first time they were having sit at home and sit at balcony events. Since last 2 years, they were having such sit at home and it was roundly supported because a few people are coming to cause disunity or create a scenario in the media that some people are, yes, it's true, some people are not in support of the sit at home or even Biafra as a whole, but fact, they are in the minority. This is a necessary pain for the majority to take in and sit at home. And nobody is coming out to cry or speak lavishly on the media, in the social media, and say that I hate this sit at home. Or this. Do you see it anywhere on Facebook or on Twitter or anywhere? No. It's the minority that are doing this. And even the minority is not enough. There's a sabotage happening. You see videos online showing where they are harassing people, and the people that are harassing people can't even speak the same Southeastern language. So what does that tell you? Is it necessary pain to take by sitting at home for the greater good? The majority are in support.
Right.
Yes, you can form a country by having the majority in support and minority. Yes, and even when the country, even if Biafra is formed, Biafra will have its own problems, no doubt, at the beginning. There will be fighting, there will be bigotry and whatever, but in the long run, they will look back and say that we are happy we left that country called Nigeria. In the long run, maybe in the next 50 years or so, but at the end, it will remain the same. These are industrious people, very illustrious.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Nnamdi Kanu and his goons wanted to go to heaven, but not ready to die. Freedom fighters all over the world must be ready to sacrifice for their freedom. Dele from Lekki. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, Lope, calling back.
All right, good. Well, welcome back.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, he called back, but I want to know which year did this happen?
I think that was in the year 1999. That was when he formed it.
Which year that Igbo wanted to go their separate ways after what Ojukwu said, that if anyone, after what he did, goes ahead with separation of the country. Can you remember? I'm not trying to argue. If you can produce your facts, that is what I'm saying. You coming to say like it happened this, I don't believe it, is what I'm trying to say. You guys, so if those in that place want to do sit at home, they have every right. If they want to even do more than that, they have every right, because the federal government themselves, they don't follow law. So they cannot be saying the people in that state also should follow law. So the government is not following. They should not follow law. They should do whatever they want.
Oh dear, sorry about that. Hello?
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 Hi, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your name?
My name is Ozo. I'm calling you from Estolo.
Okay.
So my view on this is that Nigeria is a sovereign state, and I think Nnamdi Kanu has a lot of offense. Nnamdi Kanu has committed a reasonable offense, and he needs to answer those questions. But my own problem is that the federal government shouldn't, you know, go about it the way they're going about it. Since it's established that he has committed an offense against the government, against the federation, inciting violence, you know, leading people to their death, and have, you know, pushed a lot of narrative that, divisive narrative that, you know, have so divided this country. I think he should face the book. But they need to do it transparently and have him, you know, face the law. That's my own opinion on this.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Ada. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Jeff.
Ada?
Yes,
my own take.
Yeah?
It's simple. If you are agitating for Biafra, what are you going back to? Because when I look down to the east, for me personally, I did not find any natural resources that they can say they can fall back to. They are called their industrials. Industrials, the raw material they used to produce their goods, is them, what do I say, is them that have it. Did they know how to manufacture raw materials? Did they have the capacity of manufacturing goods, natural resources, and get that natural resource to the final use or the final product? No. They import and resell. Is that how they want to do the Biafra they are talking about? If you want to have Biafra, create something down, businesses, companies, that you will go back to and leave Nigeria, they say sit at home. If they sit at home, they put lockdown for 1 month at that, they'll be the one to suffer it. Very, very much. The economy for that east side will drop massively. That is foolishness. For me, if you want to go to Biafra, put something down and then leave Nigeria. Nobody will owe you. But you don't have anything to say you want to leave, you can go. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Happiness calling back.
Okay, Happiness.
Ada, I'm after a solution now. Please help me and ask Daddy Fees. The nation is bleeding. Who is going to fix it? Who is going to fix this nation? It is bleeding. We don't need... In fact, whatever is ahead of us is not going to be nice. Who will help us fix it? We need to fix this country. It's bleeding. Please help me and ask Daddy Fees.
Okay. He heard you.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Ada is going to fix Nigeria.
Daddy Freeze, please, can you be serious?
In all honesty, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. And even if I did know, I wouldn't say, so they don't come and pick me. Hey, you're the one that has the idea now.
Okay.
All right, your call.
All right. Hello.
Amba.
Hi, comrade.
Adamma, no vex my sister. If you come to Enugu, we have coal. If you come to Mosieto Haji, we have oil. If you come to Haji Ebuma, we have pancake and palm fruit. If you come to Aba, we have Bakasi shoe market. If you come to Aba, we have Ariaria. If you come to Aba,
okay.
I have these international doctors and the lawyers.
So what would you mean with this information? Eh? Yeah.
I said, Jeff, I want to tell you something. Don't use indirect way to insult us. We have natural resources. Let me tell you, don't have anything. They are surviving. They are in protection. So all these things that I mentioned can serve us for the next 100 years. America has only oil and now in Alaska. And they have this place.
Hello?
They are transforming. Don't go to radio and insult us. That is reason that I respect you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Kobokoman. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good evening, what's your name?
Hello, good evening, can you hear me?
We can hear you, what's your name?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Ademola.
Okay, Ademola.
Okay. About the issue, of IPOB and the 1 month rate. Well, personally, hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Personally, I believe in Nnamdi Kanu, to start with, is I like the struggle he has created, the awareness and all of that. So I expected him at first to, because all of these things has to do with politics. we should try, first of all, to play politics by trying to win Igbo State from all the politicians we have in the East, because if things are going well, nobody will agitate. Things are not going well, that's why we have all of this. So I expected him to play politics by winning Igbo State one by one from them. Fine, it is good to agitate, okay? But if you must be the house, you must have a foundation.
Mm.
By the time you win all these Igbo States one by one, Anambra election is just around the corner. Especially if they can tell people to stay in their houses and they stay, they should look at the other side. They can as well tell the same set of people to go and vote, and they will vote. So they can, you know, form alliance with a relatively unknown party, different from the major parties we have.
Okay.
You know, by then, maybe even if it's COA or any of the small parties, this Anambra election, if you tell people to go out and vote, I am 1,000% sure they will go out, vote, and they will win. So, by the time you win the state into your fold, and you try to perform with the little federal allocation you get, that will be your selling point when subsequent election comes. So, this lockdown of a thing, the way I see it, although it's a way to telling people that they really meant this, but look at the weekly lockdown they said every Monday this week. Even after they suspended it, so they were still enforcing it. Even after it has been suspended by IPOP. So if they now lock down for a whole month, what do you think will happen? It will linger more than 1 month because now people are taking laws into their own hands. The guy was more than even. So I like the struggle he has created, the awareness. So that awareness, they should use it to good use. So I'm not really in support of the lockdown because it's like taking a poison, hoping it will kill your enemy.
Okay.
So even right now that is in detention, it can still cause a paradigm shift. It can still give us instructions for people to vote for a party of their choice. And you put your own destiny in your own hands. So that's what I believe personally.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Ada. This is Chike calling from Sule.
Okay, Chike.
Hey, Chike. How are you doing?
Fine, that phrase. I greet you. For the first time, Ada, please, I would have wanted you to allow comrade to teach Moses, like some of the resources.
Moses. He was talking to Jeff.
Let's cause fights.
And it wasn't even Moses. He was talking to Jeff.
Something very political.
Yeah, bless Adam. I'm so sorry about that. But the way he was talking about the East, like as if, let them stay now. Like, what's the meaning of that one? We know the agitation is not going in the rightful manner, like the Citadel murder. I was in Enugu last week, and it's not even the agitators themselves that are actually feeling the heat. Innocent Igbos over in the East are the ones feeling it. We can't even go around with our own legitimate business any longer because of the sit-at-home stuffs and things like that. And the military at the end of the day will not be able to even cater for the security of the well-meaning Igbos over there. And at the end of the day, some families are not able to even cater for their children. So whenever we're talking about the East, I don't know, maybe the East have done some damages to Nigeria before or according to history, but whenever we're talking about them, I beg, even just like one other man called that someone is a demonic whatever, what about his own state, that his own governor was like asking for people to go around with their own vaccination card? What else can be so demonic as that kind of a state like Edo State? So whenever we are talking about the East, I beg, let's apply some decorum. The Igbos should not be magic. Like every time we'll be talking about them as if they don't count. The Igbos are industrious. There are resources in that state, just like what Comrade said. Everything is not oil. If you are looking for the second most industrious region in Nigeria, it is the South. It's after the South South. What does the South West have to offer?
Okay.
I understand where he's coming from, Ada, and we also have to be very careful. That's why I haven't said anything. You know, Daddy Freeze will talk now. Everywhere will scatter, they will misinterpret. So I can be controversial and have my say with regards to religion, but with regards to politics at a time like this, it is, you will be saying, oh, so that it will not pour on your head.
I know, right?
But in that regard, still, they made a lot of sense. Let's be careful when criticizing, so we do not further agitate an already sore wound, in my humble opinion.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
This is Francis calling from Banana.
Okay, Francis, welcome.
Ada?
Yes, please.
See, let me use Pidgin to express myself. See, about this agitation, both Nnamdi Kanu and federal government have failed us. And if, I want to ask people who are agitating, you know, say, we from North, like we Christian from North, if you see what Fulanis are doing for us, but because we are not fighting them back, that's why you see they are cheating us from the North, but we keep quiet. So if to say Christ day to day in Nigeria and they are doing this, will Christ urge us, we Christians, to fight Nigerian government, or are we to follow the government or leave the Christ, or are we to follow Christ? So we should leave all this fight. Yes, they are cheating Igbo people, but they're supposed to apply Christ-like. But all of them tomorrow, they will come and say, we are Christian. No Christian in this country. I saw the Almighty God. All of us are not Christians.
You have to swear.
All of us, nobody that can say, yes, I am a Christian. Now, lie. Later, they will come and call that the free, say, Antichrist, this and that. We have love. If you have love, follow that love of Christ. Yes, Nigerian government cheat Igbo people. Let them follow the lead of Christ, not Nnamdi Kanu. And the federal government, yes, we know they have cheating us. They have cheating Igbo, Yorubas, even we, Christians in the North, they are cheating us. So we are applying the love of Christ so that peace will be in this country. But if you do not apply the love of Christ, Ada,
we can hear
Wahala
you.
Continue in this country.
Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Ada, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Godley.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from Okota.
You're welcome. Go ahead, sir. Yeah.
So, actually, I am a big listener of this show, but normally wouldn't call, but I heard the comments of it. Is it Jeff Guy?
Who?
Who was talking about Jeff. I think Jeff, that's his name.
Okay.
The guy that called with respect to the fact that there is nothing, that we don't have any resources in the East and blah, 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 those nonsense. So, however, I myself, I'm Igbo.
Okay.
But I'm not in support of the mode of operation of Nnamdi Kanu. I've never been in support. My siblings, my parents, they've never been in support of his mode of operation. But however, the important question that we should ask ourselves is, what is he fighting for? For me, he's fighting for a just cause. We have been marginalized. I've lived in virtually all my life in virtually other parts of this country that's not even in the South. And I see every day. Even in, I'm a lawyer. I go to the EFCC. Even in EFCC, I see them every day. Have you been to the Okotede office of the EFCC? Mm-hmm. Or even the one at Awolowo? It's like, yeah, more than 85% Northerners in those offices. So it's something that we see every day. So I'm surprised when someone calls on the national radio, such as Nigeria, Nigeria Info, and start talking about that we don't have any resources. If we want to go, we can go. God, how can we have that? That's what, as far as I understand, that is the definition of hate speech. If his point of view is totally wrong, that doesn't have to say. Thanks, I enjoy your program.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Just like why you're calling back.
Okay, see, welcome back.
Daddy Freeze, please, I want to talk with Daddy Freeze. Daddy Freeze, are you listening?
He's listening.
Okay. Because this is the question I want to ask. Is it not foolishness? Because someone is saying it is foolishness for the Igbos to decide to want to leave. But is it not foolishness for someone to call in to say that if the Igbos, what do they have?
if he doesn't know. If he doesn't know, he should go ahead and check Igbo's record. Igbo, I'm from Ogun State, you get. But the way the guy spoke about the Igbo clan, I don't understand. Like, he spoke as if those clan are so useless. What kind of sensitive...
No. Jesu, I'm not going to let you do that. Ada, please, anybody that called you, okay, this one is saying people should not call back again. All right, thank you. Okay. What would the government say that Nnamdi Kanu did to warrant such maltreatment? Took him and kept him in custody for so long without trial. Take him to court and let him be judged by the law. Austin Ikorodu. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Okay, thank you. Good evening, Ada. My question is this. If someone says they're... Okay, please, let's stay in topic. Please, we're not talking about marriage tonight. Good evening, Nigeria Info. It's self-determination sin. If it's true, Kanu committed sin. Let the law take its course. Why keeping him without judging him? Kanu never jumped bail before. Igbos would do more than sitting at home if he's not released on October. Ekene Fidelis. From Somolu. Okay, if he's not released in October, the Igbos will do worse according to you. Okay. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Fritz. You're doing a great job. I agree that the claim they are marginalized and seeking for justice. But can a nation, a country, be formed inside a country? The topography of the Southeast doesn't give them the opportunity to stand on their own. Thanks, Baba Odu from Edo Urban State. You should know that it's not just the Igbos that will constitute of that. So I am not making a case for that. I'm not supporting that. I'm not against it. Good evening, Ada. Nigerians are not ready for a change, for a better living. When they are ready, they shall know what to do. Aniedi Gregory from Lekki. Ada, good evening. I am E.C. Kenneth. Nnamdi Kanu didn't jump any bail. He ran away from assassination from the government of Nigeria. He has asked for a referendum, which is the simplest legitimate means of knowing the mind and the position of the people in a democratic setting. Why has it not been granted? Is it a sin to ask for self-determination? Was Nnamdi Kanu not civil in his methodologies until government started killing his followers? Why are we like this? Haba. Additional. Ada, please imagine this. What if Kanu dies in that detention? What do you think will become of Nigeria? Good evening, Daddy Freeze and Ada. Please, why is it that some people will just come on air and say things they can't back up with facts? That woman talking about Uwazirike is so ignorant. She was talking about and... Okay. All right. Hello, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Good evening. Please let no one call Mazi Nnamdi Kanu a freedom fighter. He's nothing near freedom fighter. He's just an opportunist. There's no difference between Nnamdi Kanu and pastors that collect tithe. Chris from Amowo Odofe. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Please help me ask Jeff what natural resources Japan has. Okay. Ada, that green sang a song, "If I Die, Don't Cry for Me." So help me remind all those people asking how Biafra will survive, that Igbo survived with only £30 each after the war. Ubeta Joseph from Shasha. What does the Southwest have to offer? But you live in the Southwest. IPOP is a terrorist organization. Wow. Okay. I have a stake in the Southeast. I married from Olu Omoma, to be precise. Honestly, if Biafra State realizes today, I foresee bloodshed. Okay, because of Republican nature of the Igbos, I expect whosoever living his dream should not disturb anyone to sit at home. Thomas. Southwest has ports and half of Southeast is here in Lagos earning their living. Southwest been so kind to the Easterners. Must he even call in? Can't he just listen through the radio? Ah, oh, his attitude is appalling. Okay, Phil. Okay. All right, more messages. But let's jump back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Ada?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Daddy Freeze, good evening. You have a Solomon on the line.
Okay.
Ada, please, I will advise you and Daddy Freeze, most especially when you bring a topic that is so emotional like this. Don't allow people to call back.
Okay.
Because what I discovered is by the time you allow people to call back, it will be you tackle me and I tackle you. So when you bring this kind of issue, this issue that is so emotional, don't allow people to call back. Once you call once, allow other people to do their own contribution. Then, for me, 1 month, well, I don't support it and I will never support it. Because the reason is, it is easy for us to stay in Lagos. I'm supporting that they should stay. They are fighting for their independence. It is those who are in that state that are feeling the pain.
Mm.
That you are in Lagos, you go to your shop now, you are making your money, you are taking your food, you enjoy everything here. Yeah. Stop encouraging what is not encourageable, as far as I'm concerned. Please, okay. This 1 month that they want to go, even Monday, people are lamenting, and you want to go for 1 month. I hope it will get to a stage. I hope it will not get to a stage whereby those who you said you are fighting for, they will turn their back to you. They will be the one that will fight you, not even government any longer. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Anda.
Hello.
Anda, good evening. This is Austin.
Good evening, Austin.
Yes, ma'am. That is Fritz. Good evening, sir. Anda?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is that whatever comes up, whether Jaffa or not, Jaffa will survive. If they want to sit at home, what comes around is around Nigeria. It's not in Ghana. And whatever that comes around in this country is the government that created it. Are you aware?
Go ahead.
NSAS came up. It came up in Nigeria. And the Nigerian government that resulted, that created it. The issue of NSAS have not even ended. Then the agitation of Biafra is on. Why can't they form a minister that will take care of all these agitators? Sit them down and ask them the question. What do they want? Nnamdi Kanu ask for a referendum. Nothing more. Or you restructure this country. But some people are saying it doesn't concern them. They should do it in Southeast. After Southeast, it will come to Southwest. I tell you. Hello.
Okay, Austin.
The Fulanis are going around. But Jeff, you should mind the way he talked to you, boss. I don't like it. He made this such a comment before, and I encountered him. I don't like the way Jeff talked to you, boss. And if he should repeat it again, if I call, I will abuse him.
No way, no way. Austin, thanks for the call. Hi, Ada, good evening. Please, okay, talking to Jesus Opeye, noted, but please, let's be careful, like I said. Ada, good evening. The problem in this nation is love. There is no love in this nation. You have to know that love has power. We are living with selfishness. Anywhere without love, I don't think things can work well. It's love God has for us. That is why we're still living. I am Samuel. All right, I just saw you saying the colors are funny. Okay. Well, how come callers from the Southeast are not blaming their leaders? What exactly is the marginalization? Okay, it's only the problem of holding top federal positions. What is the marginalization? Please, Igbo callers, define it based on the Southeast struggle. Okay. Can any Southeasterner say with his full chest that within their state and communities, there is no marginalization? I know Southeast have not been treated fairly. Well, it's not. But is it that marginalization doesn't exist within their community? Omo Michael, good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. I am not from the East, but I put it straight to the guy that called that the Easterners don't have any natural resources. They are the most industrious people in Nigeria. Tell him that Switzerland does not have a pinch of natural resources, and they are far, far better than the whole of Africa a million times. After all, where he comes from, when they get money to buy Amala in the morning, they will say, God will bless the rest of the day. I don't even think Jeff is Yoruba to even start with. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Adam. My name is Anthony. I'm calling from Ajah.
Anthony, welcome.
Okay. What I would like to say is, first off, for that caller who said the Igbos don't have anything, the mind is actually the best place to develop. Many of the countries in the world, including Dubai, you wouldn't say, apart from their oil, they had nothing else. So that's for that. Then the other thing I'd like to say is, the problem with Nigeria is, like one wise man once said, that for evil to prevail is for the good men to sit down and do nothing, and not actually for the wicked or evil men to continue to do what they do. What the Igbos are agitating for today is something that was pent up from several years ago, and it's building up. It's just that Nnamdi Kanu was brave enough to come up front, and his methodologies are what might not be accepted, but he's fighting for what's right. So, a case where even Daddy Freeze will be saying that he doesn't want to talk, because when he talks, I mean, how will things get better? Things won't get better in this country if everybody keeps shying away from what is true, from what is right. We have several ways to do these things, and it's good we hear them. We are aware of what is happening with the Fulani, who are not really a majority, but are now the majority in power. It's as though Nigeria has political power to the north, economic power to the west. Why the east, and even somehow the south, we're in a way, the crude oil, which provides for 97% of Nigeria's revenue, they don't have anything. I mean, it's not right. Marginalization is a thing, is a real thing, and is a real problem. And we should speak up. When things like this happen, it's an opportunity to give people orientation about how this is wrong. And we shouldn't keep quiet about it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, Austin.
Yeah, this is Austin calling back.
Welcome back. Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah, I like the word Jesu when you talk. I always held the guy, the way he talks, because I just see him as a real youth of this country. Then what we youth supposed to do in this country is to come together. We stop saying that I'm Igbo or Yoruba. The Southerners are supposed to come together and fight this war for once and for all. If you come to some part of the state, just maybe it's from Ogun State, according to what he said, and that if you come to Ogun State, you believe that the government are marginalizing the Southerners. I'm telling you, everywhere. But the Yorubas think that it's only in the South, in the East. No. When they finish with the East, they will come here. But I'm so angry with what Jeff said. I'm not happy. In fact, he's a kid by saying that.
Sorry about that. Okay. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. In fact, everyone has the right to say what he or she he or she likes to say. But believe me, very soon most of them must reproach themselves. Our prayer is whoever supports evil and enslavement, the same must be their portion. From Kanis AK. Oh, wow. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Ada.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
This is Lord Damlayo from the
city. Okay.
Yeah, I want to pass my sentiments regarding the topic. And yeah, of course, let's be honest. Nigeria is a false amalgamation.
Okay.
Yeah, it's false amalgamation. So I'm not blaming Nnamdi Kanu. Are you getting me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So, for the fact that the people from the East are the ones suffering from these things, what I'm not happy about, they should find other ways to channel their aggression. Are you getting me?
Okay.
So rather than they themselves suffering from it, are you getting me?
Go ahead. So,
the whole thing has been worse from the start. So all we need now is to make sure we, the youth of this country, now stand and know what is right and fight for what is just. So maybe by through this, federalism is just a one step away from secession. Even the government didn't know themselves that we won't contribute to restructuring, because they know restructuring at the end of the day will be a one step away. But all in all, Nigeria is a false amalgamation. Take it or leave it. We are too diverse. Thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
Hello? Yeah, good evening. Happy good morning.
Good evening. What's your name?
Okay, I'm Emmanuel, calling from Ikoyi.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, somebody made a comment about Igbo that if they go on their own, they have nothing to offer. But they don't know that many things that we are seeing is about me. And by the time they are on their own, they will think faster and they will do a lot of things that other people would like to imitate.
Okay.
You see, this country, as I'm seeing it, it cannot stand.
Why say so?
It cannot stand. Hello?
Go ahead. Why say so?
Yeah. You see, the way things are going on, and the way we have been marginalized, I'm not from the East, so I'm an Edo guy. The way we have been marginalized is no good. When something happens in other parts, it takes a philosophy. But if it is from this our side, south, not to provide them. This Palo, I don't support what he's doing. But what I know is that they should not allow that man to die. And they should bring him out and try him. That is just what I mean.
Okay.
They should not allow that man to die. If that man dies, Nigeria will be in problem. That's just my own. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
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 Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is John.
Hello?
Hello, my name is John.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
You see, when you see my people, they talk, Igbo people, they go. Igbo, they go with empty hands. They must prosper. You notice business will be gone by Igbo people who run. Like, we are not even complaining about that one. How many Igbo people will go through this country? Not all the upper house Igbo people will take it. That is what you know.
If what?
Now, outside the cheat like that, itself, they will complain. Even though it's in a friend, they will complain. All this way, many people, they commit. Even though if you go, decide to go, they will go. I guess everybody will leave him. He will pack his business, go back to where he's from. Not be until he... Now we get oil. Even though part of oil, we know how to buy it and sell it. Now, them when they complain that after Namdi Kale and Sundi go now, my masses go still suffering. The Rica rice now, how much? 500. Calculate, if he gave 5 children, one the Rica can do reach 5 people. And before rice is 120 on Naira. Waiting cost will do this. I don't know. Okay, now, dollar amount, they rise up every day. And they no want importation. Then they chop importation rice. They know they chop Nigeria rice. As I'm talking to you now, check all the minister, all the Senate people. They know they chop Nigeria rice. We didn't see me all of them. They chop now. Nigeria rice. Good night.
Okay. Thank you and good night. Sorry about that. Call us back if that was you. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Because I'm coming back from Okota.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to include advise other callers to just ignore this Jeff. Jeff is coming. He shows the depth of his ignorance. And also, I when Solomon, the other caller, called, you know, I've noticed his calls on radio. He's just an intelligent, he knows what he's doing, he's saying anyway. But what I feel is the main issue when he mentioned the fact that, oh, we both that are calling, that live in Lagos, we don't know what the issues are, that we should, that we are in Lagos and supporting the lockdown. That's a big lie. If there's any Igbo, if there's any tribe in Nigeria that only believes in one Nigeria, it should be Igbo. And I can say even on this radio that actually majority of Igbos don't want to be Nigeria. But we are just complaining and raising the marginalization in the country. If the government of Buhari wants us to stay peaceful, he should stop this. They should stop this marginalization. They should stop the marginalization. And we said, no, I can tell you that majority of people don't want to leave this country. Why we look at, we are virtually scattered in virtually all parts of Nigeria. After indigenous population, we should be the next in every state in Nigeria. That doesn't, it shows that we don't want to leave Nigeria. Because if you want to leave Nigeria, we'll probably be in the Southeast right now. So that's the main issue. And please, you can tell Daddy Priest to respond to this. You want to hear his opinion on this. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Cassie. I'm calling from Ian Solo.
Okay.
There's something that I want to say. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
The problem I see that we are having in our political sphere is this. You know, like the north now, I find to say north east, north south, and all those stuff down. They come over here now. We have a south south, southwest, southeast. Then when the northern people now want to speak, they'll speak in one volume. That's the Arewa Consultative Forum. Okay?
Okay.
Then, they are the majority there. But when they go politically, they speak as one people. Then we hear that are the minority. We are divided into three, north, south, 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 east, and southwest. So, for the first time in the history of Nigeria, that I saw that the three and those from the south came together to at least agree to something. I think if those three people should come together, I think it will be a force, okay, to reckon, so that they can withstand the force that comes from the north there, because they feel that they are the majority, okay?
Okay.
So please, for Nnamdi Kanu, I think the brush is fighting a just cause. In a country like Nigeria that nepotism is so obvious, I think there must be someone that stands up to speak out. So I know that lawlessness, you know, plays a part. I think Nigeria is the place that obeys rule of law. I don't think they should. That's the way that they should go with Nnamdi Kanu. They should treat him with caution. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 56 minutes gone past 11. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Finally. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Yes, we can.
Wow. My name is Val.
Okay.
Hi. Well, let me not take it personal with those who have been calling 3, 4, 5 times. Well, all I have to say is I think they are fighting a good cause, kind of. Why I say that is because they sense some kind of injustice. You brought the man down. He escaped trial and all that. You brought him down. Try him. Let the whole world see. If he's guilty, let him be sentenced. If he's innocent, set him free. Depriving him of his freedom and access to trial is actually wrong. So they can protest in whatever manner that they can, so long as it's not violent. My only concern is if they are planning to shut down or to lock down for a month, for as many of them who are not IPOB members, they must and should be allowed to exercise their freedom. If they want to open their own businesses, their own shop, they should allow them. Because as it is the IPOB members who are loyal to this particular cause, not the entire Igbo. There are some who don't agree with them. There are some who don't buy into that ideology. So they should allow them express themselves. If they want to lock down 1 month, all well and good. But for those who feel they are not in tune with that ideology, they should be allowed to open their businesses, carry on with every of their activities. Whatever it is, the economic benefits and that should not be shut down. They should continue. But whereby they end up attacking or being violent to all those people, then it is unacceptable. Then for leaders, for an insecure leader who never wants his followers to be united, but the secure leader who tap from the strength of the unity of his followers to bring about better benefits. So as it is now, the South as a whole, initially have always been divided. They should stand as a unit now and fight for the total interest of the Southern region. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much. Having just 2 more minutes, I think we have to squeeze in a call. Hello.
Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze.
Good evening.
Yes, what I want to really say is this. I'm not an Igbo man. I'm not from the East. I'm from Benue State, precisely. But the greatest the greatest resources that someone we have is the human resources. Today, China is competing with America, not because of natural resources. I don't know if I'm speaking the truth, but because of human resources. The Chinese are now lending or borrowing Nigerian money and now even controlling the whole world because they develop their human resources. If you look at the Nigerian setting, the Igbos are the most industrious and they contribute more. For instance, go to Alaba in Lagos here and look at what the Igbos are doing. I'm an Idoma man, precisely from Agatu, local government of Benue State. But someone should not just come and start saying the Igbos don't have resources. Do you understand? Igbos, there is no place Igbo man will go that they will not survive. My closest friend is an Igbo man from Olu local government. So Nigerians should learn from using our natural resources. We are the most populated in Africa. But are we now using our human resources to affect African and Nigerian until we develop and behave like the Igbos? There is no way Nigerian is going to develop. That is what I want Nigerians to know. You understand? Not that somebody will come because you are taking care of cowards and the rest and you refuse to develop your human resources. Go to the north and look at what is happening. We are not saying you should not go to the school of our majorities and the rest. But what about the human resources? Are they using them, developing them to affect the world positively? It is only the Igbos that are doing that. And if all the tribes in Nigeria will behave like the Igbos, Nigeria will become the China of the world.
All right.
Is what I want to say. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Time check. It's 12 midnight, and that's as far as we can go on the show tonight until tomorrow. Hopefully we'll start with this topic maybe for the first hour. Then we switch things up. to our Relationship Thursday. But for now, we have to call it a day. So over to you, Daddy Freeze, final words from you before we get into the chart station, where we basically talk about heart issues. Yeah, let's go to where we can talk about love and just relax. Talk about things away from Nigeria's problem. So Daddy Freeze, let's get your final take and then we call it a day. All right, I think there's a little bit of network issue, but while we fix that, what I have to say is I actually wanted to be neutral. Like, Daddy Freeze and I discussing this topic before coming on the radio. Like, see, you see anything politics, I like just being on the fence. I don't like supporting, I don't like picking sides. But personally, I feel Nigerians should just do the right thing. Well, if you think someone is guilty of a crime, I think it's fair you take the person to court. Why are you keeping them at home? Why are you locking them somewhere? Why are you holding them? Why are you keeping them hostage? So I think it's just fair we follow things the right way. We do things legally. So that's my take. That's where I can actually air my voice, give my opinion. But every other thing, I would rather just watch things unfold. That's my take. Daddy Freeze, final take from you. Okay, I guess Daddy Freeze will give his opinion tomorrow on the show. But thank you very much for being part of the show. I truly enjoyed the session. Quite interesting to hear people's view, to hear from you, to get your take on what's happening in the eastern part of the country.